Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, and brought them up to a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face shone as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And look, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spoke, look, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come, and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah has already come, and they did not know him, but have done unto him whatever they wanted. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and he's sore vexed. For oftentimes he falls into the fire, and often into the water, and I brought him to your disciples. They could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For truly I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. However, this kind goes out only by prayer and fasting. And while they stayed in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Does your master pay the tribute? And he said, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? And Peter said unto him, Of strangers. Jesus said unto him, Then the children are free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go you to the sea and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first comes up. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for you.